I will now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the radio blog from Salisbury, North Carolina. Amen. Bringing it to you live. Amen. Good morning, good morning. Amen. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Hallelujah. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He is the one with all my joy. He fills me with his love. Now I don't know what he is to you, but to me, he's my own and all. Oh, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Hallelujah, God has smiled on me, and he's been good to me. He is the one with all my joy. He fills me with his love. Now I don't know what he is to you, but to me, he's my own and all. Hallelujah, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Hallelujah, God has smiled on me. And he's been good to me. Amen. Pastor Kimberly Bass from Salisbury, North Carolina, located at 5370 Stokes Ferry Road. Amen. To send all inquiries, send it to P.O. Box 844 East Spencer, E-A-S-T, S-P-E-N-C-R, East Spencer, North Carolina, P.O. Box 844. Again, send all inquiries to P.O. Box 844, East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. Again, send all inquiries, all prayer requests. If you want to have a love donation, at P.O. Box 844, East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. That's the P.O. Box, amen, for which World of Faith is the name of the church. W-O-R-L-D, the name of the church. Again, P.O. Box 844, East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. We're going to be coming, amen. Those just come in with us. Amen. I have a little cold. I went, amen, to the beach for Christmas, and I'm telling you, I got a little cold this morning, but nevertheless, God is good. Amen. We still got the victory. Amen. We're going to be coming from the book of 1 Samuel in the Old Testament. 1 Samuel starting at the 16th verse. 1 Samuel, 16th verse. Starting at the first verse, and it says, "And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons." Now here was God speaking, amen, to Samuel, telling him to go and find him a king. Amen. And he was sending him to one of Jesse's sons. And we know that Jesse, amen, you know that he was the one, amen, that whom that David came from, amen. And everybody know that David was a sheep herder, amen. Glory be to God. And Samuel said, how can I go if Saul hears? He will kill me. And the Lord said, take a leper with thee and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. Now, he already knew that Saul didn't want nobody else in his place. Amen. But see, Saul messed up. He feared the people, and he obeyed the people and didn't obey God. Well, God told him to do something. And so a lot of times, you know, we fear people. Amen. We're not going to obey God. And the Bible says it's better to obey God than man. And look at the third verse. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will shew thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? He was asking Samuel, was he coming in peace? And he said, peaceably I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourself and come with me to a sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to a sacrifice. Sixth verse. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked at Eliab and said, surely the Lord is anointed before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And then he says, he called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither have the Lord chosen this. Ninth verse, 16th chapter, don't just tune in, 1 Samuel, I'm at the ninth verse now. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, neither have the Lord chosen this. 10th verse, again Jesse made 7 of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord have not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, hear all thy children. And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was rude and without a beautiful countenance and goodly to look on. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. 13th verse. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David, and that day forth. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Now, Jesse had 7 or 8 sons in all, and the 8th one was what? David. And God was telling Samuel to go and anoint him another king. And where we look at, the main verse I want you to look at is 16th chapter, is the 7th verse, which said, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And that's what our problem is. We do busy looking at people's outward appearance. You know, David was a sheep herder. Nobody probably would think that David, out of all the sons of Jesse, would be the king because of what he's done. And sometimes people look at your job that you have to do, or they look at you being a loose person, or they look at you as being nothing, or they think that your job that you do don't count as nothing, or they look at you because you might not look like another person, look or act like another person, act or walk like another person, walk or talk like another person talk. But God said, this is he. When he came along, amen, he saw David, he said, this is he. Because God was telling Samuel, the prophet, he said, don't look at man. I don't look at man like you look at me. I don't see man like you see them. And where how God showed us that one man he used was Moses. Everybody know if you read, amen, when God used Moses, he had Moses, amen, bring the children out of Israel. And when he brought them out of Israel, amen, God was looking at how that Moses talked. But Moses even told God, he said, Lord, he said, I'm not even a world speaker. Who am I to, you know, bring your people out? But God, I'm going to tell you, when you read that scripture, God looked at Moses because Moses had the humble spirit upon the whole earth at that time. That's why God chose him. See, God don't look at the outer appearance like we look at people, because somebody look better than somebody, or somebody talk better than somebody, or they have better things than somebody else. But God look at the heart. He looked at the heart. And David was a man after God's own heart, if you read the Bible. And the Bible tells us, amen, that David told God, he said, cleanse thou me of secret thoughts. In the 51st Psalm, David was saying, you know, he's a psalmist too. He liked to play the heart. And, you know, he had some secrets. Oh, yeah, David wasn't all perfect now. David put another man up there, you know, before God, you know, chose him. He lusted after another man's wife. He put another man on the front to get him killed, to have the man's wife, Bathsheba. You see, these people were not perfect when God first chose them. But we don't go into all of that. We always talk about, you know, yes, David was a man after God's own heart. David did love to praise the Lord. David danced out of his clothes, amen. He said, Lord, I will love thee with my whole heart. He said, if I had 10,000 tongues, he said, it wouldn't be enough to praise you. Yeah, David, he said all those things. But David had some inside thoughts in him, too. And only God, he can perfect that which is concerning you. Nobody else can perfect that which is concerning you but God. Man, you know, they try, but only God can do it. He's the one that can create in you a clean heart and renew the right spirit within you. And that's what David told God. He wanted his heart created anew. Amen. And, you know, he wanted to be cleaned up. Amen. Because when the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. The Bible says, if you have good treasures in your heart, that's what's going to come out of your mouth. And so we need to have good treasures in our heart, amen. We need to have a good heart. We need to have a godly heart. We need to have an uprighteous heart in us, amen, so that God can use us, amen, so we can be fit for the master's use, amen, you know, for every good work. And we got to stop looking at how people look and how they dress, amen, because let me tell you something. God cleans from the inside out. Oh, yes. He said, really, your hearts are not your garments. You got people looking the part, they're dressing the part, they're trying to act the part. You know, they have all long dresses and they have all, you know, stuff, you know, to hide themselves, amen. But why try to hide your naked flesh? You need to hide, amen, in God. You need to, the Bible says this, what? You're no longer your own. You bought with a price. You're no longer your own. Your life's going to be hid with Christ now. Once you give your life to Christ, you're no longer your own. And people try to hide the flesh part, but we, you know what? We need to be hidden in the spirit man of God. It means no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. It's no longer Tim no more, but it's God that lives in me. We got to decrease and let God increase. Let God get the glory. We're too busy trying to make ourselves, like I said, that we act the part. Look the part and talk the part. But, honey, you got to walk that walk and you got to talk that talk, amen. Faith without works is dead being alone. That means you got to live it. When Jesus was walking upon this earth, you know what Peter asked him? He said, some say you are Elias the prophet. Some say you the Christ. And you know what Jesus asked him? He said, who do you say that I am? He said, Peter said, thou art the Christ. And Jesus spoke to him and he said, you know what? He said, flesh and blood could not reveal this unto you, but the Spirit. People know you by the fruit you bear. You ain't got the tail and everything. Amen. They know you by the fruit you wear. You ain't got to wear a sign on your back saying you this and you that. People know who you are by what you live by. Your works will speak for you. Amen. The life you live speaks for you. God wants us, amen, to take out the old man and put on a new man and become a new creature in Christ. He wanted to say, man, he said, be holy as I am holy. He said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. You're not going to see God. You can't get there on the choir. You can't get there, amen, being a deacon. You can't be in that, get there by being a pastor. You can't get there by being an apostle and a bishop. You can't get there by being the evangelist, amen. You can't get there by singing on the choir. But you've got to come at the door. Jesus is at the door in your heart, and he's knocking, amen. He said, if any man, amen, he says, if you call on me, he said, you won't be ashamed. He said, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. You got to come, amen, at the door. He said, if you come any other way, you're a thief and a robber. You know, when a thief trying to get in your house, he's not going to come and knock at your door. He's going to try to come through an unlocked door. He's going to try to come and break in, break out a window, or come through a window, or see us, you know, try to brush your locks off your doors, or things like that. But God said he wants you to come in, amen. He wants you to come in at the door. That means coming at the right way. You ain't got nothing to hide. That means you ain't got no motives behind you. You coming real. You coming in truth, amen. You ain't coming with no scams. You ain't coming, amen, shucking and jiving. But you coming in real with God, amen. You coming in, amen, with the heart, amen. with the heart, amen, you know what? You make confession, but it comes out of your mouth. But everything really comes from the heart. The Bible said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issue of life. Every issue you have come from your heart. That's why God said nothing but the pure heart shall see God. Your heart has to be pure. That means you got to forgive your enemies. You got to love those that don't love you. You got to have that agape love, that genuine love. That means when you don't love me, I love you back. When I do something to you, amen, you still going to love me. Because the Bible said a brother loves at all times. Don't just love me because I can bless you. Don't just love me because I tell you something good all the time. When I correct you, when I don't have nothing to give you, when I can't do nothing for you, you still love me. I might not say something that you like, you still supposed to love me. I might do something that you might not want me to do, amen, but you still love me. See, that's that agape love. That's that godly love. Jesus, I chose you. You didn't choose me. He said, I've loved you with everlasting love. And with love and kindness have I drawn thee. That means God's love lasts through eternity. There's no end to it. But you got the people that filial love. That's that worldly love. You love me, I love you back. You do this for me, I do this for you. That's the filial love. But you want that agape love, that a genuine love, something that you can feel, amen, and know that it's real, amen. God said, my spirit goes from heart to heart and from breath to breath. That's what God love does. It only takes a spark to get a fire going. And once you get that spark going, then everybody around you going to have a light that's right in the midst of you. And that's where you're supposed to have love surrounding you. The Bible says love has a multitude of fault. Love is suffering long. Love, amen, it don't benefit itself. It don't act unseemly. That means it don't act out of its character. It don't act puffed up. That means don't get mad when I tell you something. And you know it's right. It beareth all things. Love believeth all things. Endureth all things. Love is long-suffering. I may not be doing that, but you're still long-suffering with me because, well, you ain't letting me go. You're still in there praying for me. You still love me. You still believing in me. Amen. And that's the way Jesus did us. He said, when you've been your mother's womb, amen, he already knew you. God said, no man took my life. I laid it down. He said, I chose you. You didn't choose me. We didn't choose God. His life was the foundation for us to come back and be reconciled to him. No greater love than this that a man laid out his life for a friend. The Bible said that a man will scarcely die for a righteous man. Ain't nobody going to scarcely die for nobody that's living right. It was appointed to man to die one time. Just one time. We ain't got to keep on nailing God back up on the cross because why? The Bible said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. He was already made a curse for you. He was wounded for your what? Transgressions. Bruised for your iniquity. And the chastisement of his peace was upon him. And by his stripes, you already healed in the name of Jesus. He said, when I saw thee in thy blood, I passed by thee. And I said, yea, live in your day of trouble. He said, I secured you. That means he helped you. He saw you when you was in trouble, amen. And you called on him. He answered you, amen. God was there all the time. We didn't even know it. And that song said, my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. I come through trials and tribulations, amen. But it was God who brought you out, amen. For had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be? Woke you up in your right mind, amen. Gave you eyes to see. Gave you legs to walk and a tongue to talk. Whose report do you believe? The Bible said we shall believe the report of the Lord. The report of the Lord said you are healed. The report of the Lord said you have victory. The report of the Lord said you're not in poverty, amen. The report of the Lord said that you're blessed and you're not cursed. The report of the Lord said you're the head and not the tail. The report of the Lord said, amen, it seems like you're forgotten, but you're not forsaken. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. He's the only wise God that is able to present you faultless in the day of his coming. Can't nobody else present you faultless. Can't nobody else present you, amen, for being guilty with God on the day of his judgment. Because Jesus dropped the charges. Man won't drop the charges. They'll keep a record on you up there. But God got a book with your name in it, amen. Well, he done wiped everything away. He said, I throw your sins in the sea of forgiveness, and I won't remember them no more. David said, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be what, whiter than snow. God is the one, amen, that cleanses us from all unrighteousness, all unwickedness, all evil, amen. Don't you know we're walking in spiritual and heavenly places? Why do you think he told Moses to take off his shoes because the ground he was standing on was holy? We don't even know the Bible says he slumbers and sleep. No, neither slumbers nor sleep, amen. Behold the good and the evil, amen. While we sleeping, he got angels that camp round about us, keeping everything away from us, that the enemy won't come and steal from us. He won't steal our life. He won't take our breath. He won't take our health. He won't take things from us because why? God's got an angel around you. We don't even know that God, he said he gave us the keys to the kingdom. What you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. He said, I gave you the keys of the kingdom. And we don't even use our keys no more. We sit up there and we cry about things and we can bind it up. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up, thou shalt condemn. For this to have destroyed my people, saith the Lord. Start condemning when Satan tells you, you got this and you got that. When he say you can't do this and you can't do that, you condemn him. Because great is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He said, if I'm for you, who can be against you? God is like a consuming fire. He said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? He said, our life ain't but a vapor. Or the son of man that visited him. He know the end of our days. He the one that made us. We're anointed by God, but he rejected by me. That's why they wanted to kill David, because David was God's anointed. He's a man after God's own heart. Yes, he was. He was the one, amen. He loved the Lord, amen. But sure, despised him in his heart, because David praised the Lord. He danced up out of his clothes, amen. That's how much he praised God. We ain't got so sure we don't even praise God in church no more. We don't clap our hands no more. Oh, Zion, what's the matter now? You don't praise him like you used to praise him. You don't serve God like you used to serve him. We used to serve him with the heart, but now we serve him with our lips. The heart and the lips and the mouth and the heart still line up doing the same thing. I've seen a lot of people say stuff out of their mouth, but they ain't lined up with it because it ain't in their heart. That's one reason why God told me it's not in the heart yet. Confession is made unto salvation from the heart, but you speak it out of your mouth. That means when your heart is ready and your heart is right, you're going to make, amen, salvation unto you want salvation from the Lord. The Bible says the goodness of God, amen, leadeth to repentance. That means God being so good to you, you can't do nothing but repent. You can't do nothing but love the Lord. You can't do nothing but live life. The Bible says, so the man think of, so is he. That's why we got to change our way of thinking. Stop thinking bad things all the time. Stop thinking negative things. The Bible said, call things as not as though they were. You got to start speaking positive things. The Bible said, you should have a wholesome tongue. Your tongue should be like a tree of life. That means you speak life into people. You don't speak death, but you speak life. That's what Jesus done. He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what he was given to give the people of God. Let them know there's an afterlife where you can live forever and forever. He said, to reign with him, you got to suffer with him. He said, in order to live God, they're going to suffer persecution. If you try to live right and do right, the devil's going to try to assassinate your character. He's going to try to tear you down, amen. But the Bible said, when you suffer for righteousness' sake, that's when you know you're living right. People still talking about you. They're pulling you down, and you know that you're doing what's right. That's suffering for righteousness' sake. But when you go out here doing these things that people accuse you of, you're not suffering for righteousness' sake. You're suffering from being disobedient. You're suffering from doing things. And a lot of times people try that, and they're trying to use that for that, but you can't do that because God said he knows the fruits that you bear. You can't call an apple tree a pear tree. It is what it is. The Bible said he knows every hair on your head is numbered. You can't make one hair white, and you can't make one hair black. God knows everything about you. That's why he said man can't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You're not living because you eat natural food. You're living because of the spiritual food of God. That's because of his word. All you got to do is speak his word, and he speak his word and tell you to wake up in the morning. He call you by your name, and you get up, and it's not your alarm clock. It ain't because the kid's being nosy. It ain't because somebody knocked on your door. But it's because the word of God spoke to you and told you to get up. The Bible said, in God you move and in God you have your being. Without him, you can do nothing. People don't even realize, amen, that we got a God. He said, beloved, I wish above all things. He said, he give his beloved sleep. He said that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. Don't you know God, he loves the prosperity of his people? He wants you, he said, no good thing would hope for them to walk upright. When you're paying your tithes and you're paying your offering, don't you know that you're opening the door for God to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive? He said, I give to you press down, shaking together, running over. And he said, you know, it's going to be to your good measure. He said, I even cause men to give unto your bosom. He'll let somebody come and bless you. You don't even know. I know it happened to me. Well, I needed something done. And somebody just came out of a blessing and said, here's $400, and we need to adjust the debt for the church. And it wasn't who you think it was. The Bible said the wrath of the sinners laid up for the just. It's not going to always be Christian people. Sometimes it might be your enemy. Sometimes God will use your enemy to bless you. You got to remember, God, he don't look at things the way you see it. He said, my ways is not your ways. My thoughts is not your thoughts. I can do anything above and abundant that you even ask to think. You might look for God to bless you and move this way or that way. God move a whole total way that you ain't even looking for. He'll move in a supernatural way. He's sovereign. He can do whatever when he wants to, how he wants to. But God is telling him in this main verse, in 16th chapter of Samuel, 1 Samuel, in the 7th verse, he said that man don't look at his countenance. See, the first story, Samuel was looking at his countenance. Look at how good looking and tall he was in stature. But God said, don't look at it, because I don't see him, man, like you see him. I don't want to judge man the way you want to judge him, because God's going to judge the people with equity. He said, I don't count slackness as men count slackness. He looked at David, who was the what? The sheep of the sheep. He knew that he would watch over them sheep. He knew he would tend to them sheep. He knew that David's spirit was going to be humble, and he knew that's what he called us sheep. He knew, amen, he watched over them sheep, amen, like he's doing, and make sure that nothing didn't get to them or nothing didn't bother them. He would watch over his people the same way. You might as well look at it and say, God saw how he treated the animal, how he treated the sheep. We don't look at stuff like that, but God does. I'm sorry we got to cut off right now, amen, but I hope y'all enjoyed the lesson, amen. We thank God for all those listening. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for just those that's listening. Father, bless them, Father. And Father, God, touch them in their body. Those that's weak, Father. Father, comfort all those that mourn, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, all those that's weeping, turn it into joy, Father. And Father God, we ask you to supply everyone's need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Oh, Father God, you are the one, amen, that sit tired, but you look low. You don't have respect to persons, Lord Jesus. You said if we have respect to person, it is sin, God. But, God, I thank you right now, God, because, God, you're moving right now, Father, even as we're praying, Lord Jesus. God, touch somebody's body, Lord Jesus. Touch their mind, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, God, touch that man or that woman that need a job. Touch that woman or man that don't have no food on their table, Lord Jesus. Touch that person, Lord, that's out there on the street, Lord Jesus, that don't have nowhere to go, Father. Make a way out of no way, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, God, we will ask you, Lord Jesus, as the people, God, wake up this morning, that the word of God fall on good ground, Father. And Father, let it come forth with fruits, Father. And let the fruits remain, Lord Jesus. And Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, everybody to stand in my voice, Lord Jesus. Let the word of God marinate him. Let it saturate him, Father. Oh God, let them meditate on the word day and night. Don't let them forget to let this book depart out of their mouth, Father. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything this morning. We thank you for our waking up, our lying down. We thank you, God, for all those that's listening, Lord Jesus. We know, Lord Jesus, that you're going to answer their prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. And remember, we located 6370 Stokesville Road. Bible study at 7:15. Amen. On Tuesday, we have Sunday morning, Sunday school on Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. Also, we'll be having watch night at 11 o'clock. Amen. Tomorrow night, immediately we'll be eating breakfast afterwards. Amen. At the church. Also, at 3 o'clock, amen, we will be at Apostle T. Ross Church, Young in Statesville, North Carolina. I will be speaking, amen, on our fifth Sunday, amen. And also, amen, we have other programs, amen, and other announcements. Just listen in, amen. And remember, all inquiries, send to P.O. Box 844, East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. Again, P.O. Box 844, East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.